I wanted to talk about a halacha that comes out of the Gemara that I've been bothered by for years. I never really understood it until the last couple of days when I went in Sugya, so I'm excited about sharing it. So the Gemara Mitzvahs on Samozayin Rebbeis will get, I think I mentioned an email about understanding the Mishnah. I think we'll get back to that either next week or the week after. Just a few ha'aros on that Mishnah. But the Gemara on Samozayin Rebbeis gets into the whole discussion about tzedakah. Context is the Gemara first tells a story, quotes a brisa, that if you have a yosom who needs to get married, so the third line in the Gemara on Samozayin Rebbeis, the Gemara says, we do everything that he needs, we get him a house, we get him a bed, we get him all the things he needs for his house, and we get him a wife. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk, which we have here on Mamakomus in full. And source number one is a pasuk in Parshas Re'ei, Tiyeh v'cha v'yom me'achecha, me'achar achecha, be'achar sherecha, be'artzcha shesham lakecha, no sein lach, lo sameitz v'avcha, lo sikvot is yadcha me'achicha v'yom. So that's a pasuk where there's an iser to not give tzedakah. Maybe we'll get into that next week. But then the next pasuk says, ki pasuch tiftach ha'mitzvah sasei, to give tzedakah yadcha lo v'havei tavitenu, de'mach soro asher yechzar lo. So the pasuk says, de'mach soro asher yechzar lo, the Gemara is a drasha, that you give him all that he needs. Asher yechzar lo. And after the Gemara quotes a brisa after this one about a wife, the Gemara quotes a brisa on this pasuk, with the two dots, the second of the two dots, on Rabbanan, de'mach soro ata mitzuvah lo v'farnaso, it's de'mach soro you have to give him, the iyatam mitzvah love the usher. So you don't have to make him rich, but you have to give him, de machzaro, meaning that which he was lacking. And then the Gemara goes on to tell a story of Hillel that you give him even he had a horse before. He needs a horse, so you give him a horse. He needs an eved. You give him an eved to run in front of him. So that's what we learned now from the pasuk of de machzaro. Agav, the Gemara also gets into havei tavitena. What does that teach us? And that the Gemara says, basically, we mess around with the guy if he's refusing to take tzedakah, because you're not really supposed to want to take tzedakah. So if he doesn't want tzedakah, but we know he needs a tzedakah, so we should play games with him, we should pretend we're lending him money, and, really turn it into a matana. And the Gemara has different details about that. That's from that, those words, havei tamiten. So, the Gemara first has these brisos about a yasam, a regular ani. It has the story of Hillel, that Hillel went so far as to get an sus, and an Eved, and the Gemara even says that Hillel, one time the Eved didn't show up, so Hillel Zakin, ran in front of this person in order to give him the kavod he needed by having this someone running in front. Rabbi Chanan asked an interesting question. The Gemara in Bava Metzia has the din of Zakin ve'inu l'fi chodo, that there's some people are putter from Hashavas Aveda, one of them is a Zakin ve'inu l'fi chodo, if it wouldn't be the chichvod Zakin to bend down and pick up the Aveda, so he's putter from Hashavas Aveda. And the Ramban, I'm not sure, I couldn't figure out if this is the Mar Machlokes he's referring to, he says the Ramban holds that this is a binyan av to all dinim ben adam l'chaveru. There's always a tour of Zakeh v'ena l'chvodo, not just Hashavas Aveda. I wasn't 100% sure if I saw it in the Ramban actually in Bamatia, but that's what Rabbi Chanan says. And then he quotes a Rivash, but it's really a Rush also. The Rush in Bamatia says in Machlok number 2 here, the year Li came into Patra Torah as Hazakin, since the Torah patras Hazakin, she'enon lezalzel bechvodo, he shouldn't be mezalzel in his kavod. Iserhu legabe didei shemezalzel for a Torah b'magam she'en chayim. Once he's Patra, the Neila there's an iser to be mezalzel, for him to be mezalzel himself for the sake of doing this mitzvah that he's Patra. Because that's having the design of the Torah, a lack of kavod Torah against the mitzvah you're not even chayim to do. So that's what the Rush says. So the Rav Chanan says, if that's the case, so how could Hillel run in front of this person? It's a bizarre for Hillel to be the runner for this guy with an ani and get him with a sus. How could Hillel do that? So very good. So Rav Chanan says. Rav Chanan says, you saw us, Rav Chanan? Yeah, so Rav Chanan says that it's probably not a place where no one knew him. So no one knew him, it's not a bizayon. They don't know he's a big Talmud Chacham, so if he's running around, no one knows it. The bizayon is to see Talmud Chacham act in a way that is beneath him. But if you don't know he's a Talmud Chacham, so then there's not a bizayon. Okay, so that's that story until Rav Chanan Ta'ara. Then the Gemara goes on to tell other stories of giving a lot of stuff. And the Gemara tells a story of a Kfar Katan. Actually the Gemara tells a story about in the Galil, they had this Ani Ben Tovim, they had this poor person, and they gave him litra basar. So Gemara discusses what's the Chiddush. So the Gemara says either it was just happened to be very expensive food, chicken, unclear exactly what these things are, but something very expensive. Ibai same, and the Gemara says, Misadichiyusa am tulse. That it's a situation where because of him they're gonna lose out money, because it's a small village, and if you check the whole cow for this one ani, so you're gonna have half a cow left over, you have no one to sell it to because there's no one around, it's a small village. Ava Pichain, the din of De Machsaro tells you that you should spend the money and be mastered the money even so. So it shows us how far this goes. Hillel ran in this bar katan, they even lost out money. But then we have kind of an about face, because the Gemara tells the story of Rabbi Nechemiah, that someone came before Rabbi Nechemiah, the fourth of the two das, and the Gemara says, "Who das la kamed Rabbi Nechemiah? Amar le the ma'ata soit. What do you normally eat? Amar le the basar shamein v'yayin yashan." He says, "I eat fat meat and I eat old wine." So Rabbi Nechemiah said to him, "Okay, fine, nice, but I eat chalent. You want to come eat chalent with me? You want to eat my adushim?" He says, "Okay." He comes. And then the guy, he couldn't handle it, and he died from eating just the beans instead of his normal diet. So the Gemara has a little bit of a back and forth. The Gemara says, first the Gemara says, "Oy lo lezeh shaharagon Nechemiah, oy for him that he was killed by Nechemiah." So the Gemara asks, "Anurabba, oy lo le Nechemiah shaharagon lezeh, Nechemiah's fault. He had the din of day machzoro. So Nechemiah didn't keep the halacha properly, and the guy died." So the Gemara says, "No, that's not a problem." He says, "Ela ihuhu deloi boile lifnuke nafshe kulei hai." It's his problem for being such a fickle person. I don't know what's a good word for such a fancy person, whatever it is. And he wanted to have this fancy meat. It's his fault that he died. So the Gemara all of a sudden takes it back. And then the Gemara tells the story of Rava, which again a similar discussion with Mata Sare, and he said, "I eat fat meat, or fat chickens." With Rava, and Rava gives him Musar. Rava says, "What are you doing? You're going to put the tzibur out to support you?" And he says, "No, Kadosh Baruch Hu provides, gives to everyone in the right time, in the right place, whatever they need." And then all of a sudden, it happened that Rava's sister came exactly with that food that he wanted. And Rava says to himself, "Wow, something's going on here." And Rava says, "All right, I said too much, and you deserve your food." So there, Gemara Rava sees from the Sipuk, and the Gemara then goes ahead again and tells a story much later, down towards the bottom. The Gemara tells a story of Mar Ukva, who one day his wife went to deliver the tzedakah money instead of him, and the case was the guy was dripping wine, mazal fin yayin, I don't know exactly what this means, and Mar Ukva his wife didn't give him the money, so she comes back to Mar Ukva and says, "What are you doing giving this guy so much money? He's wallowing in his dough, he's drinking his wine, he's having a great time. What are you giving him tzedakah?" So Mar Ukva says, "Oh, I have to double the amount of money that I give him. He needs so much." That seems to be, again, the halacha of Dei Ma'asara, that you provide what is necessary for the ani, kind of depends on his standard, and the Gemara here, again, seems in support of this idea. So it's unclear what to do with all these Gemaras. Again, we seem to be very into it. Then we have this story where Nechemiah throws things off, Rava's confusion. How do we make sense of it all? So the Marsha, okay, a little out of order chronologically. Well, we'll start with the Shita Unventus in source number 4. The Shita, if you look at the first answer, so the Shita doesn't really address directly the Gemara, but he does in the second teretz, where he quotes the Gaonim. In the second teretz, he says, "What's shot here? There's ani ben tovim." The Gemara uses that lashon, ani ben tovim. Says the Shita, "Hani call hani masios the ani ben tovim the ani she'enu mefursam the anius the osin lo kavod shelo." It's talking about a person that only knows that he's poor. That's what I described as ani ben tovim. No one knows that he's poor. So then we give him the cover he needs, conditionally he's parsing, so no one will know. That's why, that's the point of the din of kedei machzoro, says the Gaonim. Aval ani shen esparsim, ein lo elo ke'echer men yei Yisrael. But a person who's already well known that he's poor, so then there's no need to provide for him dei machzoro. That's the interesting suggestion of the Gaonim. That's what you have to say. That's how you would learn it. and they have to make arikums everywhere.
Right.
It's a little difficult. And the Ba'alei HaShulchan has a commentary on Hilchos Tzedaka, and I also saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky says this in Derech Emunah on the Rambam and Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. They both point out that none of the poskim seem to make this chiluk. Matthew, it's two sheets. None of the poskim seem to make this chiluk about whether it's public or private, and they say it's probably rejected. Ba'alei HaShulchan explains a little further on Lumbus why is it not true, and it makes a lot of sense. So how do you understand the din of Dei Machzoro? What's the point of Dei Machzoro? What's the gedder of Dei Machzoro? So the Ba'alei HaShulchan raises the question: Is pshat that it's Dei Machzoro because of the gizayon to the ani to not have what he had before, or is pshat no? There's a tsar that you were a certain way. It's not a matter of being embarrassed in front of other people. It's just a matter of, it's hard for a person. If a person had a certain standard, it's hard. In the Gemara, actually in Samech Chesem and Aleph, kind of talks about this idea. If you're used to eating a certain type of food or in a certain type of way, so then it's difficult to change totally in a major way, change your habits. So Matthew, we're talking about the din of Dei Machzoro, you're supposed to apply for an ani, all his needs. The Gemara talks about going above and beyond just the basic needs. The reason for it, says the Ba'alei HaShulchan, is not pshat the zayon, which is what the Gaonim seem to be saying. That's why you distinguish between whether people know or not. Once people know, it's not a zayon anymore. But rather, the pshat is that it has to do with the tzar. That it's very difficult for a person to totally change the standard in that way, and that's why we would have to provide Dei Machzoro according to his needs. That's what the Ba'alei HaShulchan explains why we reject the Shittim and Kabetis. But we don't have an explanation. So the Marsha takes a shot at it. And the Marsha, you have here in source 3, so also picks up on the Lashon of Lakach Ani Ben Tovim. And the Marsha says, Dehainu, what's Pshat? Shehurgo Bekach Eitzel Avosa. He says, this is your family way of doing things. You grew up in a certain manner, and that's when it is, V'hachim Marsha Lashon Dasha Yachzer Lo. That's Asher Yachzer Lo, that's what we grew up with in his home. Here he directly addresses the other stories of Nehemiah, the Gemara says you shouldn't have been such a mafunak, and says that's not where you grew up that way from your home. I didn't see anywhere in the postgame that they talk about this. What about if you make your own wealth? Sounds like it's only if your family is wealthy, but if you start to live a wealthy lifestyle, so that wouldn't count. It has to go back in generations. That's also Nani Ben Tobin. So I didn't see this chiluk. I didn't even see this addressed really, but I didn't see this chiluk in the postgame. So the truth is that the Rush and the Riff and the Rambam, actually, well, the Rush and the Riff stands out a little more. The Rush and the Riff, when they bring down this din, they don't bring down all the stories. They just bring down the original brises, the brisa. By Yasson, they are supposed to provide for Yasson, he can get married, and the Brisa by an Ani, and the story of Hillel, where Hillel went ahead and ran in front of him. You can see the Rush in source number 5, and they don't even deal with the other cases. They don't even deal with Ramin Echad. So what exactly is the Chiluk? So the Pashtus, probably they would learn like the Shita Mugubetza says in the first answer from Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah. And the Shita, maybe this is just a simple reading of the Gemara. Again, the Shita in the second answer has some other chiluk, but the Shita in the first answer says, the davka the usher she yard min chasav shumurgo mitchila. The halach applies to a person who was used to a certain way. Murgo mitchila b'tanu b'gedolim. Aval b'sharanim shel hurgulu b'kachlo mechayev kulehai. You're not chayev to make a great life for an ani. You're just chayev to give him what he needs. But if a person was used to a certain standard, so then that's what you have to do. And I thought that's really the lashon of the brisa is really that speaks out that idea, because the brisa says Tanan Rabbanan, the second of the two dots towards the top of the Gemara, Dei Machzoro Atam Metzuva Olav B'Farnaso. It's Dei Machzoro. The Atam Metzuva Olav B'Asher. You don't have to make him wealthy. So what does it mean, make him wealthy? Make him wealthy means to bring him to a standard that he never was at. But just to get to his needs, so that is what the din of Dei Machzoro would be. Now the Shita is not addressing the steers and the Gemaras, but I saw that the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Reish Nun, when he brings down the halacha of day ma'aser simin reish nun in Shulchan Aruch. So Aruch HaShulchan says, oh, and that explains the fact that we have two gemaras with the same lashon. The me'at ha'soei is Rabbi Nechemi and Rava, and in one Rabbi Nechemi the guy died, and we have no problem with that. And in Rava's case, we have the siyat d'shmai. Rava seems to have made a mistake, and the siyat d'shmai that he was given his sister to make sure that he would provide. So it says Aruch HaShulchan, and this explains, this chiluk explains the kan v'kan. So that seems to be the premise of Pshat and the Gemara that we're talking about getting a person back to the standard they were used to. Thought maybe the Marsha really meant that. Maybe the Marsha couldn't imagine. I don't know so much history. I've read a little bit of history. I was a history major. But the Marsha maybe couldn't imagine that. For us, so it's so normal that a person, parents might not be wealthy, but he can make his own wealth. I don't know if like the olden days that was so shy. I think they had wealthy families or not wealthy families. I don't know. I mean, I guess at some point someone gets wealthy, but it's not as, I don't know, maybe it wasn't as common for just a person, a 25-year-old just to, making lots of money. But nowadays we have that. We have fancy investment banking, whatever other jobs people get, and make a lot of money. But maybe in the old days. So the Marsha is really saying the same thing as Aruch HaShulchan, just expressing it in his terms. Anyway, that's the Hagdara. That's the Hagdara, is whatever you're accustomed to. So are there any limitations on this? Because to anything in the whole world, you're allowed to whatever you have, you build you the same house and get you the same car and everything the same. Oh, so we're not going to talk about that. So that's a very good point. Probably either next year or maybe 2 years, but we'll get to that. That's also Gemara by us. That na'am vazis ali vazis yosef echomesh. So we'll talk about that. But let's assume that's not on the table. Just focus on what the Ani needs. There are no limitations. The Ani get whatever he wants. Good, you're thinking in the right direction. So it's hard to now ask you what kind of chilukim we make, but the Rishonim do make chilukim. I didn't think about that, but probably you're right, that the chilukim they attempt at least are in that direction. So the source for the discussion, it's interesting. I wasn't going to dwell on this point, come back to you later, but the source, that it's really Yerushalmi is the source. Of the Bavli has a very similar Shabbat Taira, slightly different. Yerushalmi, it's quoted in the Ran here and in the back of the Gemara in source number 6. So Yerushalmi is dealing with, well, let's say this. The Gemara on Tzamech Chesem and Aleph quotes a Mishnah in Peah, which is this Yerushalmi in Peah that we're talking about, which has the following halacha. Has the halacha of Leket Shicha and Peah and Maiser Ani, you need to be a certain, above the poverty line of the times of the Mishnah. So if you're above the poverty line, so you're not Zocha to Leket Shicha and Peah, not anyone. How do you define Nani for these things? So there's a poverty line that the Mishnah has. The Mishnah says if you have Masayim Zuz for a year, that already, once you have that much, you're not able to take from Leket Shicha and Peah. That's what the Mishnah says. And then the Mishnah says that you don't have to sell your things. Let's say you have things, and you could, if you sell all your assets, you could get below 200 Zuz, so you don't have to sell all your assets. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, our Gemara, let's put it this way. In that Shach Vatari in Yerushalmi goes on a little bit of a tangent and starts to talk about our halacha, De Machzoro. And Yerushalmi raises the following issue, that we have one Braisa, and these Braisas, by the way, are in Peah. The Braisas, the Tosefta is in Peah, Perek Dalet, that we have quoted here, about De Machzoro, and there's another Tosefta in the same parak that says, quoted here in Yerushalmi Sor 6, Hay Mishtamish B'Kli Zahav Nosim Lo Kli Kesef. If let's say he was normally using Kli Zahav, gold vessel, you give him now silver, Kli Kesef Nosim Lo Kli Nechoshes Nosim Lo Kli Zchukas. You go down in levels. So Frek Yerushalmi V'Hatanya, there's another Braisa, Hay Mishtamish B'Kli Milas Nosim Lo Kli Milas. I don't know exactly what that type of Kli is, but some kind of plea they had. So it's another Bryce says you give him exactly what he's used to. So the Yerushalmi answers, it's actually the Yerushalmi, it's Derech Agam, because Yerushalmi is not asking the steer. The Yerushalmi is proving from the shear against something ayin sham. But the Yerushalmi says, and the chilk is kan begufo, kan b'she'eino gufo. The chilk is whether it's begufo or not. So it sounds like what the Yerushalmi is saying, if you have a hana begufo, then the halacha is we have to provide you day maksara. But hana shalo begufo, you just have some other side benefit of this something that you had, so that we don't fill you up day maksara. And then Matthew, I think that fits in nicely with your svara, to say that it's only the tzar of the guf that we would have to fill for day maksara, not like the tzar of losing out on some external thing. So that's the Yerushalmi, and the Bavli, the Rishon, the Shittim Gubet says, has this chiluk, albeit in a different context, although on the same halach, on the same deceptor. Because the Gemara by us asks a different steer. The Gemara asks, I quoted to you before, that Mishnah says you don't have to sell to get below the poverty line, yet we have the Tosefta, the same Tosefta is quoted in our Gemara, and the Tosefta says that you go down, right? If you look at Samech Chesem and Beis, right across from Rashi, where the Rashi talks about the Mishnah, so it says Tanan Hasam Ein Mechayven Oso Limkor Es Beiso. So there, that Mishnah and Pei that we just mentioned says you don't have to sell your things, and then it says V'chule, and then he quotes a Braisa, Yishtamish Chli Zav, Yishtamish Chli Kesem. You go down. So what's going on here? So the Gemara has a cryptic answer. The Gemara ends up saying Amar Rava Brei De Rava B'Machresha De Kasa. You have a silver machresha. That's the difference. So jumps the Shittim Gubetzes and says, "Oh, I'll tell you what the chiluk is." If you look at source number 7, the first answer, the kaspo machresha. What is it talking about? It's a tool shemisakin bagago. It's some tool to fix your roof. The chichetzef keilu mechayven osalimkor. That you have to sell. Kodim sheikalu manatzdaka. Why? Kevan sheinam tzorech gufo. Avashar keilu sheim tzorech gufo. Ein mechayven osalimkor klum. So that says the Shittim Gubetzes, same chiluk we just saw in Yerushalmi, a chiluk between gufo and not gufo, and the chora, these halachos are related. What are you obligated to sell off? So you're not obligated to sell off things that you don't have, they have hanas haguf, or tzar haguf, if you wouldn't have them, Matthew is saying, and then, so it seems to be parallel to the halach of things that, which you would have to provide, day machzoro. Yeah. I don't know, bizayon. It could be these halachas are not related. So, it could, meaning the halacha here in the Bavli that the Shittim Gubetzes is dealing with is the halacha that what do you have to sell to get below the poverty line? But what don't you have to sell? You don't have to sell tzarach gufo, you do have to sell things that are not tzarach gufo. Now, that chiluk is very similar to this Yerushalmi, the Ran quoting from Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is clearly in the context of what's within Day Machzor. Yerushalmi actually says, no, that discussion is all about Day Machzor, and can answer something else and say it's not Day Machzor. So, but you could say that the Bavli would hold, no, that so, okay, so what the Bavli HaShulchan, before we just finish the last point, the Bavli HaShulchan has a diuk. If you look at source number 8, so when the Shulchan Aruch brings down the din of Day Machzor, Shulchan Aruch says, "Kama nosen la'ani, Day Machzor sheyachzor lo." And if you have the diyuk, feel free to call it out any moment. You could stop me when I'm reading. So he says, "Day Machzor sheyachzor." Give him Day Machzor ketsa. Im haya ra'e, if he was hungry, yachiluhu. Haya tzarach l'ksus, yichsuhu. You need clothing, give him clothing. Ain't lo clay bias. He doesn't have the vessels he needs in his house. Kona lo clay bias. Even if he needs a sus to ride on an eved, you give him those. I don't know the extra word. The Baal Shulchan thinks that the Shulchan Aruch, I mean, pretty good read, is like adding levels of kiddush here. So you start with clothing, then, okay, you have to give him clothing. And you need, then, sorry, food, then clothing. Then you need clay bias. So what's the kiddush of clay bias? He suggests that the chiddush of clay bias, that even though we're not talking about a tzarech gufo, just, I don't know, it's your something in your pot. That's not your pot in your home, in your house, not tzarech gufo. So, okay, even so, that konal tzarech clay bias, that's the same achzor. And then sus is even something that might be colored for your guf, as opposed to the sus and avid, as opposed to the other things that are physical needs for the guf. But be that as it may, the Baal Yerushalmi thinks that the Chiddush here is against this distinction of the Yerushalmi. So Baal Yerushalmi learns. It could be that the truth is there's another answer to this question in the Bavli. So we don't pass on this Chiddush. And it could be the whole Bavli, like we just were pointing out, maybe the whole Bavli has nothing to do with the issue of Yerushalmi Dei Machzor. The Bavli is only dealing with the question of getting below the poverty line, but for Dei Machzor, even things that are not Tzorach HaGuf, that would be included. Yeah. Right. So the whole story of the Eved is a little difficult. I think in Chaim Kanievsky he deals with what exactly is the benefit of the Eved. So it could be though. So Sussler Kov is a Tzorach HaGuf, like he carries you around. So Eved, it could be it's covered. So maybe there are certain types of kavod. Okay, I know some people are into kavod. There are certain types of kavod that are really a style of guf almost, if you don't have this kavod. You could say, someone quoted from a netziv on the Sifrei, I didn't get a chance to look it up, that seems to imply that it was just a very practical use of the Eved. So actually there might have been some sort of group of regular use. But the pashtus is kavod, I think. It sounds like that's a dim kavod, and somehow kavod, according to this chiluk, would be considered tzorach hagof. But yeah, again, that also could throw into question this chiluk. And so the Baal Yerushalmi assumes that we don't make this chiluk when it comes to asher yachzava. We even go to things that are tzorach hagof, that are not tzorach hagof. Okay. Do we have any other distinctions? So the I'll start from the Shita. From Tosos. So Tosos, the Gemara, actually, I stopped at a certain point in kind of saying out the Gemara, but the Gemara on the very bottom of Sounds Ryan Mabez. So I just mentioned that story of Mar Ukva, that the guy who was in the Mazal of Yayin and Mar Ukva said, give him double. So the Gemara tells another story of Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina, two lines on the bottom, and a similar thing, his wife would go, his wife showed up at the door, and his wife asked, what do you use to eat? And the Gemara says at the very top line of Samach Cheslin Aleph, B'tlei Kesef or B'tlei Zahav. And Rashi explains, Mapo shall pishon levanos, or shall meshi thuos, we use these fancy tablecloths. This is the Ani, Rabbi Chanina's wife is going to, saying, we use fancy tablecloths in our house. So Chanina's wife does the same turnaround, goes back to Chanina and says, what are you doing, give this guy tzedakah? And, so in the last story we just said, Mar Ukva said, oh gosh, we got to give him double. This guy really needs money. Here we have a different reaction. Says the Gemara, Amar, Rav Chanina said, Hainu de Amar Rav Elazar. This is what Rav Elazar was referring to. Bo v'nachzik tova l'ramayin. Let's give, thanks to the cheaters. Shal malehen hayinu chotem l'chol yom. If it weren't for the cheaters, we would sin every day. V'chulei. I want to deal with this Gemara on its own, maybe in two shirim, but you see, Rav Chanina's reaction was, oh, this guy's a cheat. Okay, fine, he's a cheat. No. So what happened? So Tosus asks, the ha de lo, the top of Samach Cheslin Aleph, the ha de lo ta'ifinhu v'shadrinu, you didn't double it and send it again. K'mo marukva in the last word, de la'el. Why? Mishum de bahanach devarim lo shayach pinuk. You can't even say this is a mafunach. That he's something he was used to. Elavadai Asher Haya. He must be, he was wealthy. You can't say that person is mafuna for this. That he needs tzedakah to provide him this. Okay, so it could be along your lines that this is not something that shayach to say that a star didn't have that. What an extravagant, something luxury, totally unnecessary. But to sharpen the chiluk, I thought, or to say more clearly, the Shita Mugavetz is going back to the Gemara. It may or may not be shayach to our sugya, but back to Machresha de Kaspa. So if anyone learned Bava Metzia, you may even want that term may have rung a bell, because in Bava Metzia, Machresha de Kaspa comes up, and Tosvos, or Machresha comes up, and Tosvos on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel and Aleph mentions the Argamar actually, and he explains, you see in the Gilion here on the side, in the Sarza Shas, Machresha Shemigardin Bo Bebeis HaMerchat. It's this like back scratcher or something they would use in the bathhouse. So, and it's the silver, a silver back scratcher for the bathhouse. Wow, it spits thin. So, okay, so why don't you have to, why would you have to sell this off in that context? And presumably our context about why you have to sell it off before, and it wouldn't be shayach for day machzor. So it says the shittim gubetzes. If you look where we left off, second, at the end of the second line, v'yesh appears megardas, megardas, I don't know how to pronounce that, shemegardin vav merchatz. You scratch yourself with the merchatz, she'afa pishem kelim atzrichim legufo. Here it's tzarech aguf, but even so, kevin she'ein derech lasos tashmir zemi ketzef, who has a silver back scratcher? Ela echad mini elef, one in a thousand, or 10,000, this is such a wild luxury someone has. Mechayven also limgor kli kazeh, you have to sell that off. Av kli ketzef, kli zav, shesoshet behen, but even fancy dishes, you know, things that you, cups, ochel behen ein mechayven also limgor kli. Maybe that's what Tosis is referring to. You have something that's such a wild luxury, so you're not used to it, so that's beyond the scope. So the question is this really, so that could be a second possible explanation. Is this really a, is this din d'oraisa? I mean, how does it fit into Asher Yechzav? We fit in before, it's Russia, Asher Yechzav, in a tablet, you don't have to make him wealthy, just say, so we're used to it. Let's say he's used to this. So why does that not fit in with Asher Yechzav? Okay, but this, he had, chisaron means from what he had. Okay, he's crazy, but that's what he did. Or he was ruggling that. So I think the answer is the following. The Balei HaShulchan, when this halacha, Simon Reish Nun Gimel, is where these halachas are about the poverty line for different things, and when we back at Shulchan Peah. The Balei HaShulchan and Simon Reish Nun Gimel is mitzayin the parish of the Kiryas Sefer on the Rambam. And the Kiryas Sefer on the Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Anim, the beginning of Perek Tes, so the Kiryas Sefer says the following. It says that midoraisa, these distinctions, you don't have to sell anything. Midoraisa, you have to give the, I'll read you the lashon. Min haTorah nira deshari lekabel kol shechaser lo. Min haTorah, you give him anything that he was lacking. The bar karinim bay day machzor, because we can call him day machzor like we said before. In mutarach lezeh, shu mekabel, he gets it. Afil yesh lo klei chesef, the zahav, even has klei chesef, klei zahav, and they point out here in the parentheses, or maybe the Kiryas Sefer said it's referring to things that you have to sell. Im hayonoh b'hem, if you have them, ein mechayven osa lemochron midaraisa. The schiyuv to sell is not midaraisa. It's the Kiryas Sefer, it's really, I think it's from here that I thought to connect these sugyas. The Kiryas Sefer really put these sugyas together. I think there's room to be mechalik, and Allah Almighty, maybe I guess later, I think there is a chiluk, but this is what the Kiryas Sefer says. So this is a din d'rabbanan. What din d'rabbanan? Mech teis is din d'rabbanan. How can you just say there's din d'rabbanan? Where did that come from? So if you look at the context of the Kiryas Sefer, this is kind of the end of his piece, where he makes this point about selling things off. But the context is really talking about a different halacha. So if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, in source number 9, in Perek Tes, says the Rambam, "Kol ir sheyesh ba Yisrael, any city that has Jews, Perek Tes says it means 10 Jews, chayavin lahamid mehem gabay tzedakah. You have to have gabay tzedakah. Anashim yiduim, v'nemanim, you have to have trustworthy people, sheyum machzirin al ha'am, me'erev Shabbos, erev Shabbos, v'lokim kol echad me'echad mashu roi litein, v'dabar ha'kotzev alav." To go around collecting tzedakah from every person, giving what he's supposed to give, and then he gives it out. And then at the end, he says, that's kupa. And then halacha beis, he talks about tamchur. At the very end, you see, he talks about tamchur. And there are different dinim you may have come across in different places in Shas. Mina kupa, mina tamchur. So this is what you're chayav to do. What's the chiyuv? Says the Kiryas Sefer. This is not a chiyuv. Don't say anyone in the Torah, they have to have a kupa, they have to have a tamchur. It's just a takana sachamim. Okay, but this is Chazal Masake to have things organized. So what's the din d'oraisa? The din d'oraisa is you have an onion in front of you, give it to Machzoro. Okay, to that, which is just like you have to pull out the Machzoro just like that. That's not so easy. So Chazal said, make an organized system. Collect stock from people, you'll have everything ready. So they'll have everything organized, they'll give people stock when they need, and that'll be great. So, the Hemshech, he makes the point to say, like, that we were just saying before, that all, the whole idea of selling also is part of this takan chacham. And on that nekuda, it's not so much about having things ready. Some of what he means is, you know, to burden the tzibur. The whole idea of the takan chacham is to have kind of things run smoothly. So you're going to burden the tzibur to provide this like once in a million luxury this person has. So that, you know, that's already extreme. And that would be nichlal in the takan chacham that we already see. Really, this is a mishnah peah. I didn't quote the mishnah peah, but it's the mishnah peah that you may have seen quoted in different gemaras, in gemara, quoted in gemara in sukkah, and other places that ain poksin, you have to give them a certain minimum amount per day, and a tamkoy, and a kupa. What you give them, so that's that mishnah peah. So what's the tamkoy and kupa? So that's the Rambam learns. So the curious say, but that this is a takanas chachamim. This is the way we should be doing things. Nichlal in that, or once you already have this model that we kind of changed around the halachas of sukkah, make things run more smoothly, says the Kiryas Sefer, is also that we would make you sell some wild things before letting you take sukkah. So, to summarize what we've gotten until this point, we have a din of Beis Machsoro. We'll try to work out exactly what the different stories are telling us. Seems to be the chilek is that Beis Machsoro means what he's used to. And that the story of Rabbi Nechemiah, where he didn't have to provide it, that's where it was, in Rabbi Nechemiah's story at least, seemed to be like Aruch HaShulchan explained, that it was, he wasn't used to that, he was trying to be Mefunuk, and you're not Mechuyev to make him an Ashir. And then, we said, is how far does this go? Is it anything you're used to? Suggested a Chilak Tzarek Ruvah, not Tzarek Ruvah, doesn't seem to be accepted, but this Chilak Tosa seems to have it, this spells out, something Echad Mina El seems to stand, and this is a Chilak seemingly Midrabanan, as part of the takana, general takana to change around stuck. So, but we have the din of Dei Machsoro in front of us. Mm-hmm. So, Anoni shows up at your door, he says he needs Dei Machsoro. What do you do with him? So the first thing is that you have to be aware, you have to know that he really needs what he's asking for. That's already a Gemara in Bava Basra, in source 10, Rav Yehuda Amar Bodkin Leksus is a machlokes Amoraim, but this is how we pass it. Rav Yehuda says Bodkin Leksus, if he asks you for clothing, and the Ritzvah says it doesn't mean he's asking you for, it doesn't mean he's naked, it means he doesn't have proper clothing, but he has something on him, so you check him out before you give him clothing. Vein Bodkin Lemazonis, the guy says he's hungry, so you know you don't have to check it out. He says he's starving, you take him, give him some food. Agav, the Badei HaShulchan points out, quotes from a Moru Tzia, which he says is quoted in the footnotes of the tour. So he points out that what if you don't know whether he's Jewish? So what's the din there? We have that guy in the street here, we don't know if he's Jewish. So the guy wears a tzitzit, but I have no idea if he's Jewish. So what if you don't know he's Jewish? So he says, then we don't say invoking Mizon. If you know he's Jew, and then he's hungry, so the Gemara says this, tzar, the guy is starving, you just give him food, it doesn't matter if he's cheating. But if the guy might not be Jewish, the Baal Shulchan explains that the whole idea of being mefarnes aniye akum is that we want to have good relations with the guy around us. If you don't know who the guy is, so then that's far as not shy. I mean, he's your neighbor that you know, and he needs a need now, so you should help him out, you should be dekker to him. But it doesn't apply to someone you have no idea who he is. So that's why you should check it out. You don't have to give them without checking it. That's a ha'ara. Lemaisa about that point. I think you're not chayav to give until you check. If you would give. You gave matana. The worst came. It's not stuck on me. The guy doesn't. It's not the end of the world. You gave matana. The point is here that you should have to give him. But you're pata. You don't have to. You don't have to check it out. How this fits with another halacha that you're not supposed to say no to an ani. We'll have to come back to that. Also, next time or two times that's related to this gemara and some chesim and gemaralis. On top about the Ramon helping us out, we'll come back to that. So that's a halacha here. So just right away we can say that you don't have to give him sus, you definitely don't have to give him Dei Machsoro, which is above me on that. So that's halacha number one. You have to really know, check out and make sure he really needs what he says he needs when we talk about Dei Machsoro. That's halacha number one. Okay. let's assume that that he needs. What else? Does it again? The guy shows up at your door. You know him really well. You have to shell out the cash for the guy. So we mentioned a few minutes ago that there's a takana chachamim of to set up tzedakah, and this is something that's very serious. We saw that in the Rambam. It's so serious that the Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat in source 12, the Radbaz mentions it on the spot on the Rambam, and the Shach mentions it here in Nechos Tzedakah. The Shulchan Aruch says that we're kofin, we force each other. It's a Ramah really. That if you look at source 12, kofin b'nei ayir zeh l'hafnes orchem, to force them to take in guests, tzedakah, to give them tzedakah. And to put it in the pushka, to enforce, that's part of the obligations of shukras. That's from Gemara's and Bava Metzia that talk about what you can force each other to do. And that's enough, you can force them to give tzedakah. So that's one of the obligations of being part of communities, to give tzedakah. Now, the Shach points out, source number 13, the Shach points out the Shach points out, the Smach, he says that the din of Tamkoi and Kupa, we don't quite have all the rules that exactly how spelled out in the Mishnayos and in the Rishonim. But he says near it, if you look in the middle of line number one, the Ratzlam are called Dine Kupa al Pimashi Zbar the Kamon Simration. And that's we don't have. Avavada the Kolkal means so every congregation, every community, Yeshlam Kupa Shal Tzaka. Avada, you have to have a collection of tzaka. So that's a din. We have to give tzedakah, and the community has a responsibility to have a tzedakah fund. However, who does this tzedakah fund go to? So the Rambam writes, source number 14, and it's based on a Gemara in Bava Basra. The Rambam says, so first talks about halacha v'ani yakum, then he says, v'ani ha-mechazer al ha-psachim. Let's say you have a beggar. He's going around from door to door. Ain is kakin lo lamatana maruba, aval nosin lo matana mu'etas. So you don't have to give him a matana maruba, but you do have to give him a matana mu'etas. That's also in the continuation of that Gemara in Bava Basra. And then that halacha I was just alluding to, v'asa l'hachzir as ani shashal reikam, afil atanosin lo grogras achash, and amal yoshev l'dach nichlam. So you cannot give him nothing at all, so you have to give him a matana mu'etas. What's the relationship between these two halachas, matana mu'etas, and al yoshev dach nichlam? So the Baal Yeshulchan mistapik, if it's the same amount, different amount, he thinks it's a different amount. But I'll go upon him, that's the Gemara in Bava Basra, you have to give him Atana Mu'etas. And what is that alluding to? So the Tosus in Bava Basra says, the Gemara tells a story about Rav Papa, and Tosus says, yeah, Rav Papa was a gabbai stuck in his town, so it's saying that the kupa, the ani doesn't get from the kupa. If a person's a beggar, so you don't have to give him there's a certain amount that Mishnayos and Teyah talk about, that a person who comes to the tzedakah fund, he says, I need food, there's a certain amount you give him. Says the Tosos and Bava Basra, the Gemara is telling you that the tzedakah fund does not have to provide for him his full amount, just give him a small amount and send him on his way. What's that? Rashi explains. The guy's begging, he's figured out how to beg, he's going to be fine. He'll pull together his money that he needs. And we don't need, tzedakah doesn't need to give him more than that. That's Tosos. Now, it's not clear, what about if you have a beggar shows up at your door? What do you have to give him? You have to give him this Hatemach Apar? No, maybe for the individual, Hatemach Thoreau. So it's a Machlokas Rishonim. However, the Shach Paskins, and it's really, the Bach points out the Mashmos of the Rambam, because the Rambam, well, the Shach, let's read the Shach, source 15, who are then called Yachid v'Yachid? Shem Mechazer Atzlo Ein Tzach Losses Lo Matan Meruba. Chaim Pasuk Abachel Asa Rambam at Vitur. That Gemara applies to Yachid as well. So you have beggars come to your house. There is no halacha of Dei Machzoro when it comes to an individual at your house who's Mechazer of Tzachim, because it makes the same idea. The Rashi said the guy will figure out, he'll get what he needs. He's a beggar. If a guy, so now we limit for now on Mechazer. Sorry, the din of Dei Machzoro to a person who comes to you. Really for his needs. You're the one guy who's putting his hope on. He comes to you and he just says, look, I want you to just help me day machzor. But if he's a beggar coming around, so the whole halacha doesn't apply. And this is what the Kiryas Sefer says, Lahedya, that's the Takana Chachamim. Also he says that once we have this the kupa, we replaced the old halacha that every individual has to provide day masar. That was the tachan sachamim to do that. So, but let's say you live in Washington Heights, the guy shows up at your door. And still, you have to provide day masar. Is that true? But he's not chozer achar al psachim. He didn't go around. So basically there's a big discussion in the tour and the Beis Yosef what to do about this. The tour thinks the mashmos of the tour, the way he presents the Rambam, he says that ani machazer al psachim, you don't have to give him day machzor. Mashma, if he's not machazer al psachim, just shows up at your door, you have to give him day machzor. Says the Beis Yosef, why does that make any sense? Why, if you live in a community, maybe this is what you were saying, but the Beis Yosef says, if you live in a community, he doesn't even get into the kufa. You just have other people around. Why should you have to shoulder all the responsibility? He just says, make it public. And that's what the Rama quotes in the Beis Yosef there in Siman Reish Nun. If you look at Surah 16, the near the kol zeh begabayt tzedaka, the halacha of deim achzor is begabayt tzedaka. O rabbi biyachad, they should get together to provide this. Amal ena yachin mechuyav litein la'ani deim achzorah. El modia tzaro l'rabim. Then in rabbim etzal yitein ha'yachin im yodim ha'segas. If he has no other option, so, okay, then he has to, and im yodim ha'segas, he refers to Simon Reish Mem Tes, Matthew, that's the Badei Shulchan points out, and Simon Reish Mem Tes is where the Shulchan Aruch deals with the dinim of Tomesh and all those things. But basically, if you have a community, unless you're in a remote place, so you don't have an individual responsibility. The halacha of day machzoro is not defining really the mitzvah stuck on the individual, but it is more defining kind of the result we want to get for the ani. The ani, we want the ani to have its ultimate result. It's not that you have a chiyuv of day machzoro, but we want the ani to have that. And therefore, if you have an alternative way, it's not just not mistaber that you would have to shoulder that responsibility. There's no reason for you to shoulder that. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. The Bach, the Shitaso, you mentioned before, the Bach, like that Diuk, I said, Fei Ayin Shem, but you see the Shach quotes the Bach, and he argues, says, no, a Yochid has its responsibility, it's only, it's not true, it's that whole din in Bava Basra is a din in the Kupa, but a Yochid would have to give, that din is only Mechaz al Psachim, but if not Mechaz al Psachim, an individual would have to give, and he brings a Raya from our Gemara. He says, our Gemara, Hillel HaZakin, he did this whole thing. That was a Yachid. Says the Shach, no. Hillel, maybe, not only did no one know he was a Gadol, he was in a place where there were the Jews around. So Hillel HaZakin, so that's why he provided. He can't bring a Raya from there that you wouldn't have to put it on the Tzibur. But really, you should have to put it on the tzibur, and really this fits in that whole takana of the Kira Sefer. It's all to make it take away the responsibility for the individual to have to show, you know, put up the money right away, and take away the burden on the tzibur, and instead just have the tzibur in a normal fashion, take care of it, not have to have the individuals be so worried about it. That was the part of the takana shaman with kupa and tamkoi, is to provide for Day Machzoro as well. The last question I want to deal with, which we're going to stop and not get to, I think we can do this next time, is what about, so I kept on saying, so the truth is already the Shulchan Aruch passes up the Shaila. The Shulchan Aruch says, it calls it the Gabay Tzedaka. The Gabay Tzedaka provides Day Machzoro. But is that so pasha that the Gabay Tzedaka should provide Day Machzoro? Leave you this question. We've talked before about a poverty line. And we said that the Mishnah in Peah says if you're above the poverty line, you don't take matnos ani. You don't take lekshin peah and maaser ani. So what if you have a guy that's pretty wealthy? He just went down from what he had before. He's missing some of the luxuries he had before. So the halach of day machzor, l'chora, tells us that there is a din that you should provide for him. But can that come from the matnos ani? Can that come from money that's designated for aniyim? So I know the Shulchan Aruch passed it that way, but it's not so posh. It seems to be a machlokes rishonim. And why, what that question depends on really gets down to a fundamental question of how to look at this halacha of providing day machzor. So we'll come back to that next time. We can answer that question a little bit. And we'll end off with a really sharp understanding, I think, of this one.